This is Dakota Datebook for August 16th. During a cholera epidemic in the Dakota region in 1851, rumors among the indigenous population blamed the epidemic on drawings by Swiss artist Rudolf Kurtz. Indigenous leader Great Hair came to Fort Clark to inspect Kurtz's drawings. Kurtz described Great Hair as distinguished for his intelligence as well as his gift of eloquence, a middle-aged man of dignified and imposing presence. As president of the council, he is regarded as the most notable personage in the village. He is most influential. According to Rudolf Kurtz's journal entry for August 14th, Great Hair paid me a visit today, bringing one of his friends with him. With signs, he entreated me to open my sketchbook for them, that they might see with their own eyes and decide whether my sketches were really the cause of the sickness so prevalent among them. He later wrote, "Great Hair finds in my drawings nothing in the least to warrant suspicion. He will talk with his people." But 2 days later, on this date, Great Hair's wife died. This development had Indians fleeing into the hills, and by August 18th, Rudolf Kurtz was confined to his room at Fort Clark. Kurtz said James Kipp, the chief fur trader at Fort Clark, came and begged me to put my drawings away, to allow no Indian to see them ever again. Kurtz bemoaned, "They talked in the village of nothing but my sketches. The entire blame for the cholera epidemic was cast upon me." There was concern for the artist's life. The Mandans and Arikaras were said to be even angrier with him than with the Hidatsas. He needed to get out. Sometime between August 30th and September 5th, Kurtz fled upstream to the relative safety of Fort Union. Attributing disease to visiting artists was not unusual in the mid-1800s. It was a time when modern germ theory was just beginning to emerge. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Andrew Alexis Varvel. I'm Ann Alquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.